Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Interviews, bringing you the stars of country.
It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. And across from me today is 2012 Star Maker winner, and also, was it 2011 Coca-Cola Battle of the Bands finalist, Bob Corbett. How are you, mate?
G'day, Ben. Good to see you, mate.
What a journey yours is.
Oh, look, it really has been a journey, you know, but I've always been doing it, you know, I've always been playing and getting out there, and especially when it comes to like the Tamworth Country Music Festival, I've been doing that for near on 15 to 20 years, and, you know, I've done all the things. You could say that I've ticked the boxes as far as starting off busking at the wrong end of the street next to the bloke who's singing "I Fought the Law and the Law Won."
Yep.
You know, slowly moved into a little bit closer into the busier part of Pearl Street, and then into the pubs, and then that Coca-Cola Battle of the Bands, and then this year's Star Maker.
It's a slow progression, isn't it?
It's kind of like the apprenticeship or something.
Yeah. Well, it shows in your music, because I reckon I love Lucky Country, I love your album, but I enjoy seeing you live. I think that's where the magic is, and it really shows that you've done the hard yards out and about when you see you live, because you just magically mesmerise an audience with your effortless skill.
Oh, that's very lovely of you to say, mate. It's I don't know, it's a kind of an energy that we bring to the stage. It'd feel uncomfortable if we didn't, you know, like even if we're having a bad day, once we all get together, it's like a barbecue. It's an onstage barbecue with the Rugrass Band, and it always has been. And even last night, we had the guys over, and we were just learning a few new songs. And at dead set, talk about lack of efficiency in the band. It takes us about an hour and a half to get to work, because it's just, we just love each other's company, you know? It's that shared energy that we bring to the stage. Plus, the band themselves, have you ever seen the band, which you have, and they're just virtuoso musicians, you know? It seems to, just talent seems to ooze out of them in a really natural way. But I think the most important thing is that they're good people. They're just genuinely nice people, which I don't know, is part of the whole chemistry of it too, I guess.
Well, I reckon it's how you guys think that really makes it different, because technical skill, I think you can get out there and you can learn to a certain extent, but to take it to the next level, you really do need to have that cognitive process or that ability in there to lift it off the page and make it special. And a great example of that is your looping that you do. The only way you can do that is by thinking that way. It's not a rehearsed thing. It's I can put these jigsaw pieces together and I can make this sound really cool. And that's the same as your entire band. It gives a wonderful life, so it can change, evolve and move on the fly. And that's just so exciting.
There's a lot to be said about taking risks, you know. It keeps you on your toes. And I tell you what, the mistakes you can make on the loop pedal, I wake up in cold sweats over them. Like, they're the mistakes that you only make once.
Yes.
Because you set up the loop and you layer everything, and you've got this whole beautiful cacophony of sound happening. And then you stop it and you go into the next song, and if you forgot to erase the last song and you're halfway through the next song and you hit that button and the last song comes back in, it's not a good look, you know.
That's a little sad.
And there's always that element of risk, you know.
Makes it exciting.
That's right, you know. It's either going to fly or it's going to sink. At least it's not, you know, you're not choosing the middle ground, I guess.
You know, yeah, either way, people are going to want to watch it.
Well, that's right. Everybody loves a car wreck, you know. Everyone's down and has a look. So I guess you're right. And everyone likes a little bit of showbiz in a magic show, you know. So that's hopefully what the loop pedal brings, you know.
Well, and I think that's what the Bob Corbett and the Rugrass Band bring, because a little bit of dazzle is never a bad thing, and I think there should be a little bit more of it out there.
Yeah, I spent a lot of time when I was starting to... I've been writing songs for a long time, but, you know, getting out there and just going to songwriter nights on Tuesday nights and playing to a safe crowd of other songwriters and supportive people. I was doing that for, I don't know, 5 years or so, But it just seemed like it was very introverted, you know. It was just very, everyone would just get up and sing the song. And I guess that's where I thought, you know, a performance needs a bit of a spark. It needs something to just, you know, set it apart from the rest. So I guess that's where the ideas of like the loop pedal come from, you know, just jumping out and having a dueling banjos impromptu type of thing. If you don't like the way we choose to run our race, you lucky bastard, you're allowed to stay your place. I know that I'm living in a lucky country. Your sons and daughters are all living in a lucky country.
Now that was part one of my Real Country interview. Be sure to join me next week on Ben Sorensen's Real Country for the exciting conclusion. We'll see you then.
Another Ben Sorensen Real Country interview. Hear this interview and many more at www.realcountrymix.com. The long and short of it, one of the country's best live duos have released their album Twin Flames on iTunes, featuring their popular original track, Robin.
Robin, you are so divine, sparkling eyes and a glass of wine, drenching sheep and chasing steers, working hard with blood, sweat, and tears.
And some covers with a country twist. Download the long and short of its album, Twin Flames, on iTunes. And be sure to visit their website, thelongandshortofit.com.au.
Hi, Jan. Oh, nice car.
Aussie Car Loans arranged the finance for me.
Aussie Car Loans? Did you get a good deal?
The best. Aussie Car Loans included a free buyer protection plan called Walk Away. Aussie Car Loans offers a safer way to borrow should my financial circumstances change.
Aussie Car Loans and Walk Away. Call today 1300 769 999 1300 769 999. Walk Away Protection is issued by Swan Insurance, AFSL number 238292. For a copy of the PDS, contact Aussie Car Loans. Conditions apply.